Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
It's going down right here.
Studio 34, Midtown Manhattan, Rockin' Raleigh's in the shadows of Madison Square Garden. Got a nice lunchtime crowd going down today. Fantasy executive Corey Paulson, All In Kid, Jay Seeley, Wall Street, Matt Medica. Fantasy Sports Today. This is the Fantasy Football Frenzy Edition. Shout out to everybody, the Goon Squad in the chat room. You want to get involved, we talk Dynasty Keepers. You got some questions, strategy, 844-843-6879. Matt Medica, what's good with you? Sorry, I didn't mean to slander.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, so I hear you loud and clear.
I wasn't sure. Sorry about that. It's a lovely day. This is my kind of weather.
You like this?
It's not 90 degrees. I can't deal with that in Manhattan. If I'm at the, if I was at a beach or I had a pool.
Yeah.
But it's like 70.
You don't have a pool?
Nah, unfortunately. I'm underprivileged.
Yes.
But I did have an auction last night. It was a lot of fun. It was good practice. And I'm sure we'll break that down.
Yeah, cool. We'll talk about that. Look at some of the prices. But first, we welcome in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. Jake, what's good with you, homie?
What's going on? I got the Indians on the TV, and because it's on Facebook Live, and I want to see Alex Reyes, I got that up on the side, too.
I don't have a problem with the Facebook games. I don't.
I do.
Well, why?
I do for the fact, you can't choose to still watch it on TV. That's my problem with it. It's like, I have the MLB TV package, and the game shows, and if you click on the game, it says Facebook Live, and if you click it, it says it's blacked out because it's on Facebook Live. Like, I should still be able to watch it on regular TV if I want to watch it on regular TV.
I don't have no beef with it. Everybody has a Facebook page.
I don't.
For Matt Medica.
I don't have one.
Oh, that's right, Jake. You got rid of yours some years ago now.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you can still watch the game. It's not like the end of the world.
I can't watch it right now because it's glitchy as hell like it has been for the last three times.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I prefer just to watch the game on TV. I watch it on my I watch games on the iPad and my computer constantly. I'll have the TV on and those things going as well. And it's unfortunate that the MLB package, that you buy for online, they don't have the quad box anymore for some reason. It's 2018. You'd figure that would be mastered by now. But it is what it is.
Scott still rock pitcher-in-pitcher. Angle? Still got the pitcher-in-pitcher.
That's why he's the
king. I like the quad box.
Yeah, I don't have a beef with the quad box.
I thought it was something that I couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
I didn't want to sound stupid and ask people, what's up with, where do you find the quad box?
Yeah, no.
And then I heard that,
it was gone.
Eight's too much. Four is enough. But see, if the NFL Sunday ticket, when they do the four, the problem is they waste all that extra space around it. They should just make it as almost as big as possible. I don't understand why we got to, because it's a quad box, have all that extra graphic crap in the background.
Well, they probably won't sell something up there. I don't know if it's advertisements behind it or not. But when they break out the quad box, it's getting towards 4 o'clock on a Sunday. And my man Hanson is in that joint going crazy. Now, do you know the NFL, the Red Zone has two different hosts?
I only know the one guy, Scott. Was it Scott or something? Was it Scott?
Well, are you talking about Red Zone versus the Fantasy Zone?
The Fantasy Zone. We don't watch that. Shout out to my man John Hanson, though. I love the guru, but nobody watches that joint. The Red Zone, the NFL ticket, Sunday ticket, the Red Zone channel that go from game to game, is two different hosts of that joint. Did you know that, Jake?
I only know the one guy.
So if you have DirecTV, you're watching the Hanson broadcast.
Okay.
If you have Comcast or Time Warner, my man from Fordham do that joint. I think his name is Mike Vivolano. Andrew Siciliano, that's his name.
I have DirecTV. I've always seen Siciliano. Always.
So you see Siciliano all the time.
I have
for years. I've never seen anybody else. That's why this is the first time I've ever heard of it.
All right, so I might have them mixed up. But some people see Hanson, and some people see
Hanson's on the fancy one.
No, not the guru John Hanson, the other dude from Maryland.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right.
Nice
Hanson.
Hair.
Yeah, that,
his name,
that's
his,
okay,
his
yeah.
name is Hanson, too.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
He hosts on one cable network, on one provider.
That's the guy I've only ever seen.
And that's the guy that I've seen most of the time, too. But then Siciliano, Jake, used to get Siciliano every Sunday?
Always. I've had DirecTV. Sunday ticket for
seven, eight, 9 years.
Always so what do you have?
I have Verizon Fios.
So that it is right there. That's how it breaks down right there. Siciliano's on DirecTV. Your man Hanson is on Fios. It's two different red zones. People
I get
don't
the
know
satellite
that.
Connection.
I don't know if they in the. I might guess if they in the same
it
studio.
Was, it was a joke, but
that's funny. It went over my head a little bit. Whatever they got it at Greenwich Street Tavern is what I watch it on. So I just want to shout out to Nando for putting together a rundown for us and try to stick to it as much as possible.
You didn't print it out though, like Nando does.
I know I didn't print it. Well, I went across the street to get some lunch.
Yeah. Did you enjoy?
It was cool. You know what I'm saying? Sat outside. That's well. You know what?
Like a gentleman.
That is the thing that gentrification has done to Harlem more than anything else, besides the rent.
I do love that term. It's such a nice way of putting things.
Well, I mean, it's different than white flight. It's the same thing, except reverse. So, right? So here's the deal, right? The outdoor eateries. You feel what I mean?
No, I hear you saying.
Before, everybody would just go inside. Now, it's outdoor eateries all over the place. So apparently people like the colonizers like eating outside. I did not know that, Jake. This is news to me. It's a history lesson.
That's interesting.
Jake's not gonna bite.
A nice cold iced tea.
yeah. Sweetened.
I'm not a fan of the sweet tea though, I'll be honest with you.
Really?
What? I like iced tea lemonade, the Arnold Palmer.
That's a good.
That's how I like
who doesn't like in the Great Sports Center commercial with Arnold Palmer making was, Arnold Palmer in the cafeteria. Jake, are you a sweet tea or unsweetened tea? That's my man, big man right there.
100% sweet tea, especially Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
Oh, Chick-fil-A is diabetic. The sweet tea is excellent. I mean,
Chick-fil-A is just awesome. Come on, that spicy chicken sandwich is.
I try to tell you guys, amazing. I'm so glad you finally got those up by you.
Yeah, I've had them in Jersey and in Chicago. I've been eating it for years, but it is amazing that it has come to Manhattan and people protested it.
Hey, you see Corey, you see Jason Whitlock earlier this morning trying to say Chick-fil-A wasn't fast food.
No, I was working
because they slow cook their it was before you were on the air.
They slow cook their chicken.
I was like, I don't care how you cook your food, you're a drive through, you're a fast food.
I agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but it is the let's say the goat of fast food.
It's the goat. Chick-fil-A is the goat of fast food.
Well, because even like Chipotle doesn't have a drive-thru. That's still fast food. It's fast service food is basically what fast food is.
The Chick-fil-A sauce, they should have that in bottles and sell it in the store.
I haven't had Chipotle in years. These people got me on a bologna sandwich diet.
Oscar Mayer?
Yeah. That's how they eat them. They said they told me to strengthen my character. That's what they told me.
Lunchables.
Yeah. 844-843-6879. Telephone number to get involved. All right, so Bet. I'm looking through the rundown. Got some dynasty stuff. Getting to some keeper, but I want to start, Matt, with your draft last night, with your auction. Who was your highest who was your highest price player that you bought?
I bought two players for $41.
Two players for $41. A running back and a wide receiver.
That is correct.
All right, so you already told me who the running back is, Jake. Would you like to guess what running back in a 12-team PPR Matt Modica bought for $41?
$41?
Yeah. This way we can get your brain.
Melvin Gordon?
Yeah. I think Gordon went a couple dollars cheaper. It was Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt.
I spent $40 on three. I bought three players for $40 and above.
Okay, so I'll try to guess. We'll do that also. $41 Kareem Hunt? That sounds like a steal to me, Jake.
That's why I first thought was that's a really good price.
That is.
That's a really good price.
Kamara went for $44.
I like that.
The haters are all like, "Oh, Spencer Ware is coming back." And
okay, I didn't believe in Spencer Ware last year when he had the job. I was
none of us him. Did. Well, you know, I mean, it's like,
yeah, I don't get this Spencer Love revival, if you want to call.
But
it
But if y'all, if you remember correctly, Sun was going in the sixth round. And then when Spencer Ware got hurt, that's when Kareem Hunt jumped to the second round.
Well, he was originally going like eighth. Ninth.
Yeah, and then he moved up.
And then he moved to the sixth. Yeah. He was solidified there. And then when he got hurt, you know, he rocketed up. And then he had that first Thursday night game when he was still allowed to draft and he was going number one overall.
Like, yeah, well, at that point, he had to put up that big number.
He put up
no
47
doubt.
Points.
I can do a $41 Kareem Hunt. But, Jake, yeah, last year he didn't move. It's not like everybody. Spencer Ware was going to have a role last year.
He was going to have a backup role. The fact was is he was also going to lose the lead role and lose significant workhorse role to Kareem Hunt eventually. It's just because based on talent. That's why Kareem Hunt was such a great value last year, because we're sitting here on the show. Matt and I were the highest. Seemingly you and I were high on Devontae Adams. I was with Matt, and we were the high ones on Kareem Hunt as we were drafting him all day long in the fifth round to make sure we got him fourth round even. Actually, you know this because we talked about a draft last year where I started first round. I forget who the running back was. I went wide receiver, and then rounds three and four were Dalvin Cook and Kareem Hunt.
I love
so
that.
It's just the fact that you're projecting the talent to win out, and people ended up similar to the situation that we talked about yesterday with Hunter Henry and all the rest. People got saved from themselves. People got saved, and because of the injury, now knew to jump on board with Kareem Hunt, which hurt people like us, sadly.
Yeah, because
yeah, but
he wasn't on
one thing I do want to say, and it's even with like Alvin Kamara this year, I don't think the role is going to be solely his. I think there's really always been another back in a New Orleans backfield,
yeah.
No matter what, and that's fine. He can still put up great numbers, and I believe in this. I can buy the two back system, and a back still be a very productive, a first round back. It's great if you have a Gurley, a Bell, or a David Johnson, Zeke, and supposedly like say Saquon Barkley, where you know it's all them all the time. But we've seen guys really succeed with getting 18 touches. You know, right. Stuff like that.
You know what? I guess we got to get into this debate because we did it a lot last year.
Right? You want to get your mind blown, though? You want to get your mind blown?
I would love to. How much is that going to cost me?
Oh, I had a joke, but I got to behave. You know that Dalvin Cook went for more money than Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara?
That's crazy. I wonder why.
I was hoping to get him. I was like...
So he was either the last big running back of the tier, or he was one of the first running backs to come out. That would be my guess why that happened.
I don't think he was the end of the tier, but he went after Hunt and Kamara.
I think people were probably paying up.
So he was.
There's a lot of people that are high on Dalvin Cook. I'm tentative on him this year. Look, he's coming off a significant injury. Even if he's 100%, let's just look at the team. Even if he's 100%. Kirk Cousins is coming in, who's an aggressive passer, who throws a hell of a lot downfield, actually passes up easy open players to take the more aggressive throw. That's why he's Kirk Cousins. And he's got Thielen, he's got Diggs, he's got Kyle Rudolph. You know, like we did this dance last year as soon as the combine was over, and we were all sitting here saying the same thing, is ignore the combine. He's way too talented. He's just had a bad combine. I told you where I was drafting him. I was drafting him in the second round by the time August rolled around. The fact is, all that being said, is I'm saying I'm a Dalvin Cook supporter. You have to have some concern. Like, I just don't want to take him as the eighth, ninth running back off the board. And if he's going more expensive than Kareem Hunt, there's no way on earth I'm doing that.
Yeah, I mean, last night this was pretty much, I think everybody was doing it on the fly. Nobody really. I mean, there might have been a couple of guys. He went for as much money as Saquon Barkley.
That's wild, right there.
I was figuring I could get Cook for like, you know, as my second back.
You figure you'd be able to get Cook for 38.
Yeah, I would
admit
that.
Injury optimism.
Yeah.
And that's true, too. Now, like, this was a big debate that we had last year. Matt, you would say that you wouldn't mind going heavy wide receiver, get you a couple PPR backs, and win that way. You can't do that this year. You need a bell cow this year.
If I started off, say, with an Antonio Brown, Hopkins, Beckham and stuff like that. Say second round, I got myself a Keenan Allen, a Devontae Adams. And then say if it worked out like this. I don't think it's going to. I think he's going to go harder than that. Like a Jerick McKinnon. And I filled myself up with these PPR backs. Why not? But everybody's going one way.
You're not
going
to have no running back that you can depend on.
Of course. Full for that. You want to sneak peek inside the exclusive Edge draft kit?
Sure.
I'm telling you what you can learn from expert drafts, and one of it is that the running back revival is here. So I pulled up the numbers from last year. We had six running backs inside the top six non-quarterbacks in non-PPR were running backs. Eight in the top 10, 14 in the top 20. In PPR, the top three were still running backs, and seven of the top 10 players were running backs. In PPR, 7 of the top 10 players are PPR running backs. The revival is here.
Matt, you might we did the bell cow thing last year. Might need to get two of these guys coming out the gate this year.
The league has definitely shifted. The whole thing with the running backs is everybody's becoming a pass catcher now. These big time backs are now big time pass catching backs as well. And I'm not adverse. If I have a top three pick and stuff like that,
yeah.
I'm going wide receiver. But I'm saying I'm not going to automatically say, look, Melvin Gordon, I got to have him here. I could pass him, and in the second round or something, I'll get my running back.
So
or
say
third, fourth.
On the turn, how do you like this thought right here? Would you start Julio Jones, Michael Thomas, and then on that 3-4 turn, come back with like Derrick Henry and and my man Kerryon Johnson?
We'll see.
I just threw that out there because I've seen them pop up in the chat. Derrick Henry, Carlos Hyde, Julio Jones, Michael Thomas.
Something like that. I mean, I kind of like Deion Lewis.
Hyde, Deion Lewis, and those two running and those two big wide receivers.
I mean, that's possible. Like I said, I haven't broken everything down. Okay. I would love to say start with I got David Johnson, Devontae Adams.
Yeah,
what I'm trying to gauge is,
are you moving away from saying, you know what, I can start with the two big wide receivers and come back and get my running back later? Because I don't think you can do that this year.
Okay, but say I had whatever pick 5, pick 6, or whatever. Yeah. I had the 6 pick.
Okay,
and I took Antonio Brown at 6.
Yeah,
and say in the second round, Devontae Adams is there, and he's the best player.
Okay.
Am I not supposed to take Devontae Adams?
Who's going to be your running back?
I think I can figure it out. If I got to load up, I think there's going to be a guy in that early third. Well, actually, in the NFFC, it's going to be the third round reversal, so I'm going to get swung back. So, I mean, I have to look at the ADPs, too. That's got to be established as well. Before I'm saying this is what I'm definitely doing.
All right, so when we come back, I'll let the all-in kid break down that situation. I mean, I didn't get into some dynasty stuff, talk about that. And I want to get some of the stuff on this fantastic rundown that the homie Nando did for me. So it is FST's Fantasy Football Frenzy. We're going to keep this rocking through the rest of the week. And we got to get the music right. We have to, because I can't. I'm trying to get into my groove. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who have already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com, where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
It's Carton and Friends.
There was literally like a whole entire bag of cheese doodles, and like there was maybe like 3 left.
Roseanne Barr takes Ambien and claims that it's taking the Ambien that made her say something that's clearly abhorrent and racist about Valerie Jarrett. And your comparison to that is eating cheese doodles. That's real life.
Weed made me do it.
That's 100. But yeah, that's real life.
I wouldn't do that sober.
You would eat half the bag sober for damn sure.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP Rewards Program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
All right, that's more like it. Thank you. Sound like PJ on the ones and twos downstairs. I think that's his homie name. PJ, JP, one or the other. He's a nice kid, though. He go to Temple. It's wild that he goes to Temple. I'll tell you about it off here, though.
John Paul, Paul Joseph.
Something like that. Hey, DailyRoto.com, it's the last 2 days that you can get the subscription of the MLB package for $1 for 1 month. You go to DailyRoto.com right now, sign up for $1, you get a month for a buck. And you know what Daily Roto is. That's the people that win the millionaires. 275 people have won $1 million using No, I'm just playing. You have not made that many millionaires, but it's well headed towards that number. Five people have won $1 million with DailyRoto.com. So today and tomorrow, if you sign up, the first month is $1. So that's a good look right there.
You can return on too.
What's up, Jake?
You can sign up for $1 for golf too, and if you do the golf, it actually takes you through the U.S. Open.
Oh, you late? That's a great idea by Jake.
That's my favorite golf tournament of the year.
The U.S. Open?
Which is the toughest one.
All right. Where's it at? It's in Bethesda.
Is it Shinnecock?
I don't know.
Tiger was warming up the other day, right?
No, Shinnecock is this week. That's the Memorial. Okay. That's the Memorial.
Well, where's the U.S. Open at? In Bethesda?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Well, so the Google machine is for.
You don't have to do it now, Jake.
It takes 2 seconds.
But it's still a great return on investment for a buck.
No doubt. So DailyRoto.com, dollar days, last 2 days left. Make sure you get in, get down with the get down.
Oh, no, you're right. Matt, it is Shinnecock. Murrayfield is this week is the memorial. You're right, Shinnecock.
All right. So I'm going to talk about a little bit later on in this segment. We're going to get into talking about, this is just Spitting Speeds hit me up. You just listened to the Pusha T diss track on Drake, and he sent a little fire emoji. That means he likes it. That's Dane. That's
Pusha T, male, female?
Pusha T. Oh, he's a male. Uh-huh. 757. Remember I was telling you?
No, I don't know. I've been seeing Pusha T in my timeline.
Don't put that evil on us circuit down here, Corey.
Why not, Jake? You don't want Pusha T to be a Pusha T. He's great.
He's kind of like off his rocker lately.
Oh, you know, you thought he went a little bit too hard?
A little bit. Just a little. The whole bathroom thing?
Yeah, I'm an all's fair and love and war guy, but I feel what you're saying. A lot of people have had that. Remember last year we talked about Pee Wee Kirkland?
Yes.
And I was like,
that was a great conversation.
Yeah, that was a great conversation. And I remember the rap line legend in two games like I'm Pee Wee Kirkland? Pusha T. Now, with this being said, what Dane gave me the little fire emojis. So that means he likes it. Also, speaking of Dane, make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, Roto Experts in the morning with Spitting Speeds, Jake, and the king, Scott Engel. So there you
go.
Well,
tomorrow's no king. It's just Dane and me.
Okay. Well, there you go. You don't have to worry about that heavy breathing. You don't have to worry about that tomorrow. So there you go. All right. Jake.
Yes.
Antonio Brown, Devontae Adams, and then in the third round, Jerick McKinnon.
No.
Antonio Brown. And,
it's not terrible, but I'm not doing it. I want somebody that – I want bell cows and the person who I know is going to get 20 touches per week.
Antonio Brown, Devontae Adams, and then the running back.
Jerick McKinnon? Yep. If that was the threesome, I would sign up for that 100%. I mean, in all honesty, who has an opportunity? If we're just going to put it out there. I mean, most touchdowns throughout the season.
I like Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay. Who else?
Talking about running backs or wide receivers?
Just in general, who has a chance of scoring double-digit touchdowns this year?
Okay, I feel what you're saying. Antonio Brown could score 10.
Devontae Adams
could score 10. You're right. But who's going to be your running backs?
I say there's more wide receivers that could do it than running backs.
You know, I mean, touchdowns are huge. I mean, people seem to forget that touchdowns. You know, are you? He's not going to carry the ball 30. He's not going to get 30 touches a game. Jerick McKinnon.
But they're huge, Matt, but to something for Scott Barrett that's tweeted out yesterday. He did a study that he's writing a report about, and I just happened to see the tweets, and he was correlating what matters most for fantasy points. Like, if you get this, you're going to get more fantasy points. And touchdowns for both running backs and wide receivers were middle of the road. They weren't even that as impactful. The biggest thing was targets and touches and opportunity for both of them. So we want volume. That's really what we want.
I agree. Opportunity is king. I'm not going to discredit that. But we're looking at some guys here last year that were so efficient in their productivity that asking them to repeat that is extremely difficult. I mean, maybe Todd Gurley can do it. Maybe Alvin Kamara can do it. But you look at a guy like Julio Jones, whose expected touchdowns was supposed to be, what, like 7 or 8, and he had like 2.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like he didn't get targeted in the end zone.
Here's the thing about it. You can predict targets. You can predict carries. You can predict opportunities. You can't predict touchdowns. You can feel good about it.
I'm agreeing with that, but I'm saying when you're going to make – you're going to put it out there and say, who's got the best chance? If you're going to do projections and stuff, how many of these guys could actually really have a legit opportunity
to score 10 touchdowns?
And like the other
guy, I can dig
here's
that.
What I'll say about Julio. You know he's getting 1,400 yards. He's consistently done that. So right there is 140 points you're banging on.
Okay.
He gets 100 receptions. That's 240 points right there. So, I mean, 7 touchdowns. We're now almost at 300 points. We're at 280 something points.
No, I'm trying to do the math on the touchdowns, but I feel you. I can dig it.
Yeah, but on the flip side, Eric, I gave you the numbers from before of the what we just had last year from the finishes of why the running back revival is there. I actually even dug into the 20s because we're doing the first two rounds, and running backs, there was 14 in the top 20. So significantly more running backs than wide receivers. So I think that you could look at it either way.
No, I'm not saying that the running back. It's not. I'm not saying it's unjust to draft these running backs in the first round. I want Saquon Barkley on my team. I said yesterday, you know, as much as I love Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara, and you know, they did very well for me last year. You know, I would love to go right back to them. Saquon Barkley seems like the guy at that spot ahead of them. It seems like he's going to get the receptions, the rushes, and the goal line opportunities. That's like. I don't know.
He threw out the first pitch at your favorite place yesterday.
Did he?
At Yankee Stadium? No, he did. Saquon Barkley threw out the first pitch at the Yankee game.
Did he throw
yesterday.
A good pitch, though?
Hopefully. He bounced it. But that's not his job.
No, but I thought it wasn't like, you know, 50 Cent.
It wasn't embarrassing.
Or
it wasn't
like
embarrassing like 50 Cent. God, it wasn't like that. All right. Jake, Josh Gordon's value this year in a redraft. See, here's the thing about Josh Gordon in Dynasty. You probably got so fed up with him, you probably cut him already. So he really, his value in Dynasty, he could be like sitting around your waiver wire or somebody might have had him at the end of their taxi squad for the past 2 or 3 years. Now, when you talk about redraft, Jake, where do you think we got for Josh Gordon?
I have Josh Gordon at 14 in non-PPR and 18 in PPR.
I can dig it. I've done 3 drafts. I got Josh Gordon. I'm just going to keep drafting him, Matt, until he plays 6.
Where's he going?
Josh Gordon, I'm going to pull it up right now. What did he go for last night in that auction?
I think he went in like 16.
Oh, that's excellent right there.
I'm just trying to go off the top of my head.
Josh Gordon should be at least 20-something.
Yeah, he should be.
At least mid-20s.
Why am I thinking 16? Where is he?
Josh Gordon. Let me see. What's the last one I did? I'll let you know.
This shirt almost looks like a what's that thing? A muumuu? Is that the thing that like has no sleeves? For some reason, this shirt just blends in and looks like it has no cutoff.
Jake
not wearing this one again.
Jake's wearing a poncho today.
Yeah, there you go. That's what it looks like.
Josh Gordon went for $18.
That's a good price for Josh Gordon. I think that's too cheap. I think Josh Gordon is probably more that $22 to $24 range. All right, so let me see where I find him at in the draft.
What I was pissed last night was I was eating some Kellogg's Red Berry.
Wait, say that again.
I was eating some Kellogg's Red Berry as the auction was
going
on.
Oh, you was doing a little cereal.
Yeah, well, the thing goes on for like ever.
Yeah. Josh Gordon in the middle of the fourth round. Middle of the fourth. I love that in the middle of the fourth. I do that as a wide receiver.
It sounds fine to me.
Oh, boy.
When Robbie Anderson got nominated for a buck, it was late. I went to hit $2. Billy Wise beat me to it. I only hit $2. And he went for
$2. Oh, man. What do you think of the middle of the fourth, Jake, for your man?
I have no problem with that. Yeah. I'd probably consider him at the end of the third, honestly.
Yeah, I think from what it sounds, middle of the fourth sounds really nice to me.
I think so, too.
I think once you see a preseason game, him catching a touchdown and doing something sick.
So if you go running back, that makes him a wide receiver, too. If you go bell cow theory, that you can possibly get him as a wide receiver 3 in the PPR, which I like that even more.
I'm not opposed to taking running backs. I don't want to have to force a running back.
All right.
I'm not going to take like
– So if you're Melvin – so you're at the end of the first round and say you're at 9 and all the running backs are going, Barkley, Fournette, everybody's going, and Melvin Gordon is the last guy there, but you also got Julio Jones, Michael Thomas. Who are you going to take?
I'm probably going to go with one of
the wide receivers. There you go, right there. I'm going to take.
I'm going to take
Melvin Gordon.
I mean, I want to see how it's playing out, but if like Dalvin Cook's, I'm picking late, and Dalvin Cook's laying around there, and I could start one of those wide receivers and a Dalvin Cook, I'll take the chance on the injury.
All right, cool. I feel like I had a question for Jake. I slipped my mind.
So I mean, basically, what's happening here is I'm gonna have to do a draft very soon.
Yeah, no, we got to do. Y'all want to do a draft on Friday? We'll discuss it. 844-843-6879. Glad to welcome back my man Stephen from Massachusetts. Stephen, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? It's good to have the program back.
Well, I'm glad to be. We're glad to be back, Stephen. It's good to be talking with your little fantasy football. Everybody out there is wanting, like, you play with, like, we can talk baseball. The BFFs, they'd be up here in a few minutes, and then you can get your baseball fixed.
Only two-thirds of the BFF. One-third is in Europe.
What's my homeboy Greg is doing his rich European vacation where he wears the dock shoes and the cutoffs and the thing, you know, the sweater tied around. That whole thing is going down. One of these trips to Europe, Judy can come back pregnant. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Steven, what's going on? How can we help you, my man?
All right. So I know it's still early, but I just wanted to know like what you guys thought on like waiting on the quarterback, and like how do you guys feel about like Patrick Mahomes, like Gucci Garoppolo, like those guys? Because I was thinking about maybe trying to go after Andrew Luck this year, just because maybe everybody's gonna be like kind of off him because they're worried about like his shoulder. So I was thinking maybe I could pair him up with like a Patrick Mahomes just for like the upside, or like Garoppolo or something.
I think that's a little bit too dangerous. I do like drafting Andrew Luck late, but if I draft Andrew Luck, I want to get a quarterback that I'm sure about. I want to get somebody like a Matt Ryan or Russell Wilson. I don't really fool with Tom Brady, a Cam Newton, Kirk Cousins, Drew Brees, somebody like that. Then take a shot on Luck late. You come out with Luck and Mahomes. What if Mahomes stink to join up? And what if Andrew Luck
don't play?
Then you're going to be going to the waiver wire.
I was actually on camera when I was shaking my head. That's why. It's because it's the Mahomes and Garoppolo hype are going to be so – like, I'll tell you, home leagues, do not draft these guys. They're going to be going for way too high and way too early. Like, expert leagues maybe, or advanced leagues. I hate the word expert. Like, just more advanced leagues, even advanced home leagues. You might get them at a decent price. But they're going to be so overhyped that you're going to pay a QB1 price for these guys. And as Corey, what do I say? Don't buy all the risk. Have to turn into a top 10, top 12 quarterback. And if they're not, you wasted all that value. I agree with you 100%. If you're doing Andrew Luck, you need a safe. You need a Safford. You need a Matt Ryan, like you said. If you're going with Mahomes, that's fine, but you also have the same thing. You want Mahomes with a Matt Ryan or a Stafford, something like that, in case it doesn't work out.
6-point passing touchdowns is what we play in the NFFC. Jimmy G went for 12, and Pat Mahomes went for 9.
See, I don't think Jimmy G should go for double. But
that's fair.
See, I actually paid 9 of Mahomes. I just didn't want to pay $10 for a quarterback.
Okay.
And I figured I'd get him and just get somebody later on. And then I forgot that I actually bought Mahomes.
How much did Stafford go for?
Stafford went for $9.
I can do that.
Because I didn't think I had a quarterback.
Okay. Mahomes is way too high then.
So Mahomes is being talked up.
I think that's a perfect situation for him. I like the fact that he had the year under his belt. I like the fact that it's as much as frustrating as Andy Reid can be, and we see it. He looks great at times, and he looks terrible at times as a coach. But he does have an Andy Reid coach. He's got some uber athletes on that team.
Sammy,
Tyreek Hill, the tight end.
You know, Travis Kelce. Hunt. And listen, it's his job to make it happen. He ain't done it yet.
No, he hasn't done it yet, but I'm just saying.
It's the
perfect situation for him. Can he fail? Absolutely. But, you know, let me ask you. I got a question for Jake. Because you would know this better. CJ Anderson, what are your thoughts on him this year, and what would you pay for him?
Well, why would I know better?
He did kind of come for you, Jake. He's big as CJ Anderson, guys. That wasn't meant with any malice. I'm going to be honest. But Beanie's in this new spot. In this new spot.
No, he's going to be Jonathan Stewart for this team, but he's probably about. I gave him about a 10 to 12% boost on the numbers, and according to his history, but for touches and stuff like that, because he is better at this point of his career compared to Jonathan Stewart at this point of his career. So look at what Jonathan Stewart did last year. Bump him up about 10%. That's what we're going to get for C.J. Anderson. So C.J. Anderson, I could actually even tell you where I have him. I'm not even that high on him. He's 37 in non-PPR and 45th in PPR. He gets a big hit in PPR.
All right, so check this out. Y'all seen these pictures of Christian McCaffrey at the OTAs?
No.
Oh, dude is like the Incredible Hulk.
I was doing some things as this was going on. And I missed out on McCaffrey. He went for $29. I would have bought him, you know that.
I know you would have.
You know I would have paid 30. I would have kept going.
Matt, you've already purchased him. You don't have to keep bidding for Christian McCaffrey and Danny Woodhead. Are you done with Danny Woodhead?
Danny Woodhead is done with Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead saved me from himself.
Yes, Danny Woodhead saved you from yourself. Oh man, that's a good time. I want to talk quarterbacks, and I want to get into some more of this dynasty talk. Let me tell you the quarterbacks I'm on. Thanks a lot for calling up, Stephen. I'm on in Massachusetts, and you can call too. You can be like Stephen, 844-843-6879.
Which Q?
Q gonna call one of these days.
She's gonna take up the whole 20 minutes.
Yeah, and then we're like, all right, well, next segment. So I'm in on Deshaun Watson, and I'm in on Russell Wilson. Towards the end of last year, I told y'all in certain spots this year I will pay up for a quarterback. I'm in on this whole group right here. I'm out of the Wentzes, Cam, Cousins, Breeze, Stafford. I'm out of that. So I'm going to drop down to Matt Ryan, Dak Prescott, and Jameis Winston. Those are my five quarterbacks going into this year. I may take a gamble on Trubisky in some leagues, and I may see what I can do because I think Lamar Jackson will have a package. But those are the quarterbacks I'm on. I'm on Deshaun Watson. I'm on Russell Wilson.
So you're interested in Lamar Jackson's package?
Oh, boy. here we go with the shenanigans. So my early quarterbacks are Watson and Wilson.
How much did Watson went for?
Deshaun Watson went
for. Who went higher, Watson or Wilson, last night?
Watson.
No.
Watson. Wilson went higher. Okay. Wilson went 17? Yeah.
18.
18. All right. And Watson went?
15.
15. I can do 15. And then when you get out of that tier, I'm going back to
Matt
Ryan.
Wait, hold on. Let's get past that real quick, Corey. Those are fair prices for those quarterbacks for people listening for their do home off.
And this is 6-point touchdown passing.
And so there you go. And then I'll rehash my quarterbacks. Jake, you get into your quarterbacks. I think one of ours is going to be similar. And Matt, you break down your quarterbacks. And we got some dynasty stuff coming up that's on this rundown. It's the Fantasy Football Frenzy. Let's just call it what it is. 844-843-6879.
What if I were to tell you that there was a professional football league where you, the fan, got to draft the team and call the plays? Is that something you might be interested in? The Fan Control Football League is bringing managerial control to the fans. Visit fcfl.io to learn more.
Weekend Fantasy Update.
Zelman didn't make it as a starter last year, but kind of flourishing as a reliever this year. But you had mentioned in previous shows in terms of like a closer mentality. You got to wonder if he has it.
You don't know that until he gets in there. Not all relievers are meant to be closers because getting those last three outs is tough. The strike zone tends to shrink. It's a tougher thing to handle. The fans are more into it. This pressure's on. You blow the game. Your teammates are disappointed. The manager's disappointed. You might lose your job. Might get released. It's not easy to close out a game.
Saturdays, 3 p.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Thanks. I think someone has a crush on you.
Okay, who?
Let's make a game of it. One of these is a lie. He's 6'4". He collects stuffed exotic birds. He spends his free time trying to save lives.
Are you talking about Kevin?
Yeah! He's a registered bone marrow donor. Last week he got a call. He might be a match.
He's so cute. Oh, yes.
You could be a life-saving match for a patient with blood cancer. Learn more at dkms.org.
On where LeBron will play, Philadelphia 76ers are the favorite. I don't know if I see the fit.
I can see it happening, and I know what you're saying about the fit, but when I'm talking about the best player since Jordan, arguably the best of all time, you make it work.
As much as LeBron doesn't want to hear it, he basically carried the supporting cast to the NBA Finals. If he can make these guys better, what is he going to do for those guys in Philadelphia?
Weekdays, 7 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
The Fan-Controlled Football League is making fantasy football a reality. Like
Like a real-life version of Madden, fans will vote on all personnel decisions and play calls in real time, and what the fans say goes. Visit FCFL.io to learn more. The FCFL, where you're in control.
Ah, this is what we want to hear.
It's from Friday nights, man.
Mm-hmm. Put it on the glass.
Put it on the glass. Go down in this joint on Friday night. Then I would wake up Saturday morning and be like, where am I? So, before we get into the quarterback discussion, this interesting thing that Nando put on the rundown. Who is this year's? Who would you say is this year's Todd Gurley? Now, I was in on Gurley last year, right?
You were.
And then when I'm looking over the board right now, I'm thinking to myself, I don't really see anybody who would be, quote unquote, this year's Todd Gurley. Jake is going to disagree with this. If it is, I got two people that it could be, right? Number one is Derrick Henry, because Derrick Henry can have a big year that we've been expecting. Derrick Henry finishes an RB1. Not RB1, but as an RB1. It's going to take an injury to Deion Lewis to get that done and some improvements by the Tennessee Titans offense. But it can happen. He has that kind of talent, right? Not to mention the fact Deion Lewis can very well get injured. He has done that a lot. Another guy that could be this year is Todd Gurley is Joe Mixon. Improvements to the Bengals offensive line. They get a little bit better. Tyler, please, y'all, with Tyler Eifert. Don't do that. Don't do that, Tyler Eifert. I think everybody's learned that lesson with Tyler Eifert.
So Corey, I took him as my second tight end in the 14th round.
You still had to feel dirty about that, Jake, because you know he's going to end the season on the IR with a back injury.
No. Well, that's the thing about it. It's like, look, you're 9 out of 10 times you're dropping your 14th rounder anyway. Okay. At least with Eifert, I'll know by week 2.
Yeah, I would have put a buck on him last night. I put a dollar on Ricky Seals-Jones, though.
Oh, Ricky Seals. How about that? maybe they start to use him more now. So those are my guys that I'd say have a chance to be this season's Todd Gurley. Derrick Henry and Joe Mixon. What do you say, Jake?
I couldn't disagree more. You know that on Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
Joe Mixon, I think, is fine. Joe Mixon, the biggest thing here is the fact that the offensive line still needs work. They've tried to address it this offseason, but it's definitely in the bottom 10. And you could argue and say it's in the bottom 5. Obviously, we'll have to see how it plays on the field. And we'll get the Pro Football Focus numbers and all that type of stuff. But the fact is, this offensive line is miserable. And Joe Mixon, here's the issue. The talent's still there, still one of the most talented running backs from last year's draft. The problem is he going to keep trying to do too much like he was doing last year? If he gets within and just takes what's given, the numbers might not be pretty, but let's talk about Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette last year didn't average 4 yards a carry. He averaged like 3.8, I think it was 3.8, 3.9. He didn't have a terrific year running the ball.
He was scoring touchdowns,
the fact that
though.
The volume and the touchdowns. If Mixon just accepts that and then he brings in his pass catching ability, the problem is Giovanni Bernard's still there. And you look at the fact they added Hines, there's a little concern there. But the fact is, if he just accepts, just take what I can get and go with that, he could have. I'm not going to say anybody's going to be Todd Gurley this year, but he could have the Leonard Fournette. He could be at the back end of the RB1s. I just don't think we're going to get a Todd Gurley this year. The biggest problem I have with Derrick Henry is I just don't think he's going to be able to handle being 20-25 carries per game. We saw the thing is, it's weird because I'll agree with and argue this all the time. He wears people down and will beat you up in the fourth quarter. But the problem is before that, you see him when he gets to those 20-25 carries, the inefficiencies there, because early in the game, he's getting tripped up a lot. He gets tripped up behind the line of scrimmage. So if Deion Lewis gets hurt, which is always a possibility, he might, similar to Leonard Fournette, volume alone, and then he gets double-digit touchdowns. I'm just not going to do it as the situation stands today.
All right. Matt Matica, you got any suggestions for this year's Todd Gurley?
Well, I mean, Joe Mixon, I apologized to everyone last year for Joe Mixon.
Oh, yeah.
But you still can't write him off this year. Just for everything Jake said and you said.
Real quick, Matt. Corey, look in the chat so when Matt's done, you see Lance's comment.
No, I saw it already. I saw it.
So
I was waiting for it.
I did want to come out and apologize for that. But I, like I said, if I went double wide receiver and he's there, I'm going to have to take him. Leonard Fournette, the problem with him, and I'm probably not going to own a lot, is because it seems like he's going to have this chronic injury.
Yeah.
He seems like that guy that's going to be the 1 o'clock game time decision.
Oh, man.
For like multiple weeks. And I don't really want to deal with that. I mean, I'm sure I'll get other guys. I mean, who could be Todd Gurley this year? I mean, if you believe, like, we saw what Zeke did as a rookie. I mean, why can't Barkley, if he's going to catch all these passes and be used in that way, why can't he between.
Well, because I don't think that's the question. I think the question for Gurley is the fact that he fell off.
Okay. We're looking at somebody.
Rookies, I mean, yeah, Barkley could be, Rashad Penny could be, Darius Geist could be.
Okay, we're looking at somebody. That
hasn't performed up to the standards basically yet, and could, you know, finally fulfill.
I would agree with you on Derrick Henry, but I don't think he's going to be on the field as much. Deion Lewis is going to be the pass catching back, and you know he had one of the best elusive ratings. I know we can look at some ratings and stuff, but his elusive rating was off the chart. So I think that's what holds Henry back. And you see him late in the games. He had, what, two runs of, like, 70-plus yards last year.
And kick and play.
So, and then you saw the playoffs, what he was able to do to Kansas City. I just don't think he's going to get the volume needed.
All right. So, then goes the answer to that question. Now, I told you my quarterbacks was Watson and Wilson, and Prescott, Winston, and Matt Ryan. Jake, who are your quarterbacks this year?
All right, so it was Watson, Wilson, Homer. What was the other one?
Matt Ryan and Jameis Winston.
Look, you know this. I'm all over Jameis Winston this year. You want to talk about – so you want to go to another position. Who could be Todd Gurley, the quarterbacks? Is Jameis Winston for me. People forget 6 games last year while being hurt, while not having DeSean Jackson healthy for a good portion of the season, while still trying to get things situated, and just basically that team – was as inconsistent and everything possibly, like, not quite the Mets, but they're almost the Mets of football last year. And he still had 6 games to throw him for 300 yards. And the touchdowns weren't even to that volume of there where it should be when you're passing for 300 yards. So I'm all over Jameis Winston as the guy I'm going to get late when everybody else is drafting quarterbacks as the bounce back because people are disappointed. I think Marcus Mariota is intriguing in the same way, especially when you look at the emergence of Rishard Matthews and Corey Davis. He could be the Todd Gurley wide receivers. Would it surprise you at the end of the season if Corey Davis was a top 15 wide receiver? I don't think anybody would be surprised by that given his talent. So those are two. Earlier, I am in on Wentz with the knee. Obviously, Deshaun Watson if he's there. But the one that I've actually been getting a lot of, it's strange, Corey, is I have top 5. Actually, I have a top 6. I have Rodgers, Brady, Cam, Wilson, Watson, Wentz. Those are my top 6. And then it drops down to everybody else. So if I get one of those 6 late, I have no problem with it. I've been getting Cam in the 8th and the 9th round. If you're going to give me Cam Newton in the 8th and 9th round, I'm going to do it every time.
Cam Newton is living in round 9 of fantasy of MFL 10s right now.
That's insane.
That's not
a bad spot. I don't mind it. I don't mind it not one bit. What you got, Matt, your quarterbacks this year?
I mean, guys I want to have a piece of, as I say, my quarterback too, is Mitchell Trubisky. I think this offense can only go up. There's a ton of weapons that were added there. I mean, Garoppolo at the right price, I do want to part in this offense. We saw what he could do last year. I think he's got a fantastic head coach. That means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. A guy that knows how to execute the offense, the offensive game plan. Kirk Cousins, I mean, why not? Why not go back to Kirk Cousins? He's got weapons. He's got He's got a tight end. He loves the tight end. He's got Rudolph. He's got the 2 wide receivers. You got the back there. So, and
I got one more for you, Matt.
And if you do draft Cook, you got to take Latavius Murray. Because Latavius Murray, if the opportunity arises, you know, I can't believe how good Latavius Murray looked last year.
Latavius Murray in a lot of drafts at the end of the draft, to your point. Like, nobody's taking him. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody's just drafting Dalvin Cook and nothing else from that backfield. The fact it's Murray and basically nothing else. McKinnon's gone now. One more quarterback, Matt. I've been getting him as the 16th, 17th quarterback off the board. I don't know if it's his persona. I don't know if people are just tired of him. And no, it's not Eli Manning, but Phillip Rivers. Like, seriously, this guy has been – do you know he's been top 10 every single year except for
decade?
One?
Yeah.
Yes, except for 1 year. And 1 year he had a miserable season, but every other year. And he's actually finished in the top 5 3 times in that stretch.
So another question that Nando put on his on the rundown was he wants to know who can be this season's Robert Woods. That's a good question.
That is a good question.
Now, this is who I say. I'll give you gentlemen.
What's the classification of being Robert Woods?
Mm-hmm. All right, so the classification of being Robert Woods is, so let's say, change teams in the offseason, being drafted after round 11.
After round 11.
Can we do that? How do we sound with that?
You pull change up, teams?
Change teams in the offseason. Well, you know what? You don't have to worry about the change teams part. Somebody being drafted after round 11.
If it was change teams, I mean, I don't think he can do it, but I'm just like a Paul Richardson type kind of guy like that.
I did somebody like that.
I wonder who could do it. I wonder who I throw it out. And I was not on him last year at all. Never really been that high. But like a Dante Moncrief. We got a bell? Oh, we got to ring the bell. There we go.
Dante Moncrief. That is the guy that I'm saying right there. Dante Moncrief could be this year's Robert Woods. Dante Moncrief has a nose for the end zone. Is that going to translate to Jacksonville with Leonard Fournette getting all of those looks? They don't have Allen Robinson in that joint no more, right? So they bring in Moncrief. Dante Moncrief can play. He's just been in a bad situation with the injuries and with Andrew Luck, bum-ass shoulder. With that being said, I like Dante Moncrief. I'm going to get called the homer because I also like Allen Hurns. I think Allen Hurns can have a good year in Dallas. I think he's the wide receiver to own out there, unless they bring Dez back, which they should. just throw that out there. I mean, he's not doing nothing. But he's
what about Brandon Marshall?
He's probably upset with them now, too, though. We got to sign off YouTube now. Shout out. I mean, Goon Squad, we have to leave YouTube and just go radio only so the BFFs can set up for their program. So that's, you see, obviously you see the pecking order here when it comes to the BFFs. They just like to take over everything. You know what I'm saying? So
they control the studio, so they control the world.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. Goon Squad, we'll holler at you. I don't even know a player I love this year, but he's not going to be this year's
Robert Woods.
Robert Woods. But I'm going to have me some Juju Smith-Schuster, too.
Yeah, but where's Juju going?
Juju, you're not going to like this. Top Juju 20. Is going in the fourth round.
That's I mean, you're paying for you're paying. Like, are you taking Juju or Josh Gordon?
That's perfect. Juju is going ahead of Josh Gordon.
I mean, look, Juju that's looked fantastic last year, but I mean, you know the hierarchy of that team.
Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and then Juju.
Yeah,
but so, they got enough offense for everybody. Robert Woods possibly disrespected type player. So we could like talk about that, or is I mean,
yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to think of because, well, I was just gonna say, Devin Funchess is getting like people realize he's still the number one on that team.
I love
right?
Devin Funchess this year, I hated him last year, I love him this year.
And I think what is his ADP around 10?
Right now, no, I got Funchess on a couple teams. Let me see if I can find him right quick.
Maybe
Devin
9.
Funchess is in the 6th round. I got him in 6.
How about Cam Meredith? Any love for him in New Orleans?
Oh my God, Cam Meredith is going. You got to look deep down. Cam Meredith. Round 13 for Cam Meredith.
I mean, I'll take him there, but the biggest issue is his health, and then you know sharing targets. For people forget, like Ted Ginn didn't go anywhere.
Y'all back on Josh Doctson this year?
Oh yeah. Somebody asked me for a bold prediction. I said he was going to finish as a top 35 wide receiver.
Well, who's the receiver that's the real guy in Washington, the other kid? The guy you were
Jameson
on the list.
Crowder?
Crowder, thank you. Crowder seems like the perfect fit
for Alex Smith.
Like, that's like a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
It's like peanut butter jelly.
No, then they see
Yeah, but
each
if you're
other.
Looking for the red zone opportunity,
yeah, no,
you know,
well,
Josh
that's
Doxon,
what I was going to say. That's
Josh Doctson actually led the league in red zone targets to targets in general.
I mean,
the percentage.
We all know, like, Jack Stockton last year, he was, you know, unfortunately, was Terrell Pryor. But, I mean, Josh Doctson would have that one catch for, like, 4 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, speaking of the Pryor thing, did you see the DJ Moore catch already in OTAs that has everybody going bananas?
No, I have not. I have not seen that.
I thought you were going to bring that up earlier, Corey, when you're talking about Christian McCaffrey all being in shape, because we already had that DJ Moore making the one-handed catch over, you know, his shoulder and everybody. Oh, my God, DJ Moore!
He's in Carolina, right?
Yeah. What about Jordy Nelson? Being for the fact that that the crazy guy loves these old plays. He's brought in like you got
to
be like over 30 to be on the Raiders.
Play for the Raiders.
Matt, you know what I said about Jordy? He fell off the cliff and hit every rock on the way down.
Yeah, no, it's a shame. I mean, can Martavis Bryant be anything this year?
That Martavis Bryant, I'm taking a flyer on and late in drafts.
You don't got to pay. Remember last year
he went for a buck.
Last year he was going in the third, and fourth round. Last year
he went for a buck.
That was a mistake. I had him on my big team. I'd kick his ass. He had to do that to me again. Martavis Bryant. Horrible. Martavis Bryant did that to me last year.
I'm trying to see who else. Who else can we put? Oh,
Nelson Aguilar?
Corey Davis went for $5 last
year. Oh, that's a steal right there. I do that. I do a $5 Corey Davis, sit him on my bench like I did last year.
I can watch him go off in the playoffs.
Yeah, and then watch him. Wonderful. Jake, is Corey Davis – I think – do we still have Jake?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe if we was off YouTube. Jake, you think Corey Davis – are we waiting on him again? We playing that game again this year with Corey Davis?
Corey Davis, 26th, so that should tell you how I feel about
him. Yep, so there you go. Jake likes him. So
I have him sandwiched between Brandon Cooks and Emmanuel Sanders.
Brandon Cooks and Emmanuel. All right, I can dig it. I like Emmanuel
Sanders. What about David Njoku at the tight end position?
A lot of people are on him, but he's still going in that George Kittle, Jack Doyle, Tyler Eifert type range.
16.
Oof. I don't want to get burnt by the Browns quarterback again this year like they killed my Isaiah Crowell last year.
No, but I mean, you look at all those guys at tight end. I mean, I got Brake, Cook, Burton, Njoku, McDonald, Kittle, Ricky Seals-Jones, Austin Seferian-Jenkins. It's like that entire group is like, hey, you might get a tight end one. Hey, you might not have a tight end worthy of being on your roster by week 5.
That's the thing about tight ends is all over the place this year.
The thing with Burton is, I mean,
I like Burton.
Yeah, I like Burton, but everybody else, Adam Shaheen too.
I'm not saying he's still there. People are forgetting about him.
That's the, you know, how many times they go double tight end?
Vance McDonald is the guy now, right, in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know.
Except for, don't forget about Jalen Samuels. That's a Emory Hunt special, Jalen Samuels.
What school did he go to? Fordham?
Southern.
Yeah. He went to Southern. man, that's crazy.
All I want to know is I want the Kings projections on Cooper Kupp this year.
Oh, yeah, we got to have the Cooper Kupp Hall of Fame projections. So I don't like the tight ends. I would be on Ingram, but my thing is, the Giants got a lot of weapons in that offense. Delanie Walker is as safe as you can get when the weaker you get him. I like Trey Burton. Everybody going to be on Trey Burton.
Where does Kyle Rudolph go in drafts?
Kyle Rudolph is in the 7th round on the 6-7 turn. It's a little too rough. That's a little too high for me. For him.
I like the 7-8 turn a little bit.
It's interesting that it's going higher. Oh, it is MFL 10s. I was going to say, because all the expert magazine mocks that I've done so far, I've been getting Kyle Rudolph in like the 9th and 10th round. I think I own him in all.
If you got him like the 9th round, that's a home run.
That could be where he's going in redraft.
You're looking at the quarterback.
The Kirk Cousins?
That's redrafts. MFLs are different because, you know, you want to have more.
Well, that's like doing a draft champion. You got to draft the 2 quarterbacks early.
Exactly.
Like, you can't
Alex
win.
Reyes is struggling.
Yeah, no, I heard some crazy things this weekend on the radio about Alex Reyes.
One thing I will say about the Facebook broadcast before we get ready to get up out of here, it is funny you watching the baseball game, and when somebody get a hit, you see a heart float across the screen.
Yeah, come on.
That's why you put it on quiet mode, Corey.
Oh, that's good. I love that. I didn't know you could. I've only watched a little bit of ones because everybody was acting like it was
I guess
in the
I'm getting old and cranky.
Maybe that's what it is. Get off my lawn.
Yeah, I guess that's what's happening to me.
All right. Well, it's time for us to get out of here and let the BFFs come upstairs and do their little singing and dancing. Shout out to the BFFs.
Is Sussman going to be coming in from Europe? I remember last year he did something.
Remember last year? He did that last year. I don't know if he can do that this year. So. All right, we out. We'll be back here tomorrow. Talk some more fantasy football for the All-In Kid, Jake Seeley, for Wall Street, Matt Matika, the exec. We out.